This is the committee rules. Representative Kamega and I made some minor changes to them. But we'd like to have your input. If you feel you have any that you would like to see changed, you should have a copy on your desk. Yes, both places. So, does anyone have any problems or concerns, Senator?
Just a question for clarification. On page, it's the third page, number H, the part that's underlined, when a quorum is present but does not include a senator, the public hearing may not begin until 30 minutes after the time in which the quorum was first achieved.
That was a suggestion of mine because when we went to training, they said that the committee, as long as they had a quorum, they could start without the senators. That may change again because there was concern on the Senate President's view that he felt that we wouldn't start without the House, and he didn't think the House shouldn't start without the Senate. So I don't know where that's going, but I agree to that so that we had it in the rules for this time. It may change, though, by the upper body. It's on, there's no, page 3, H. No. It's page 3.
H, yeah.
H. Basically saying is that you're going to wait 30 minutes for me, and or for all of us as senators.
Any senator.
And because before, in the previous years, it's been you could not start your meeting without a senator present, period.
And now you can give us 30 minutes.
Well, for now, I this may be discussed more between the House and the Senate because he was very concerned and didn't know that because he feels strongly that it shouldn't start. So that's that. But for now, if it stays that way, then we have 30 minutes to get over here. So... Yes, Representative Sutton.
What is the number? If, say, we're sick, where do we call?
Veronica, what is the number here at the clerk's office? Do you know what the number telephone number is?
To the clerk's desk.
At the clerk's desk. What's the telephone number?
So Julia's number. I don't think I have it. I might have it.
Oh, it's 1338.
It's 1338.
So it's 287. Yeah, but they were asking how to call if they weren't going to be here or going to be late, so they'd have to have the 287-1338.
Yep.
So do you have the proper ones now? Okay. So do you see where that H is?
Yes.
Okay, that's discussion period. So any other questions or concerns?
Representative.
That's what in our training this past couple weeks ago, we were told that was not what it was supposed to be, and that it was that the committee can start as long as they have a quorum. So I felt uncomfortable.
You just can't vote.
Yeah, you can't vote. You have to be there to vote. The senator has to be there. So I suggested that change, and then, like I said, it was brought up in caucus about it. And the Senate President said he was going to talk with the Speaker because he didn't think that was the right thing to do. So we'll see. Time will tell.
What you did was not the right thing to do.
No. What he believes that what they told us at training was wrong. And so he, you know, so for now, until whatever happens, that's the way it's going to be. Okay?
Being a senator, he thinks we shouldn't start without a senator.
Right.
Right. Representative.
I agree with him. We
need
a...
We supposed to be on mic?
Okay.
Yes. Madam Chair, I'd like to voice or however, objection to that amendment. That's my opinion. I don't like it. I don't think it's proper. We are a joint standing committee, and I think both should be present for all our meetings when they can be. And we should have not just a quorum. I just can see. I don't see the problem with this group, but there are some groups that I can see that being missed.
So what you're saying is that we have to have a quorum to start a meeting regardless.
Right.
So what you're saying is that it shouldn't start unless both House Chair and Senate Chair is present.
Present, right. Thank you for translating.
Okay. Senator Patelli?
Or could it be any senator present?
So well, that's what it was before. It was any Senate Chair. That's right. You're right.
Yeah, any Senate.
So... you need a quorum. You need somebody to be the chair, either the House Chair or the Senate Chair, or a senator present.
So all you would just say is a senator present, period.
Right.
Just to clarify, what the joint rules provide right now is nothing for public hearings. You need to have a quorum present for public hearings. It could be all of the representatives and none of the senators. As long as there are seven members here, that would be a quorum to start a public hearing. You could also start a work session with only a quorum, which would, again, be seven members, but the committee couldn't take a vote without a senator present. The quorum is necessary to start a meeting. It's not necessary to continue a meeting. So you could start a meeting with seven members under the joint rules, and then everyone but one person could leave, and the meeting could continue on. Whether or not you would actually do that is another thing entirely, but that's what it provides. What the amended version that you have in front of you would add is that for public hearings, the committee couldn't start the public hearing until half an hour after there was a quorum present. So if you have seven representatives in the room, you could start the clock, and a half an hour later, if no senators have arrived by then, you could start hearing testimony at the public hearing. It doesn't allow... a work session to begin half an hour after you have a quorum. So that would be for a public hearing. In a work session, though, the work session would be able to begin a half an hour. I mean, the work session could begin immediately without any senators present, but the committee could never take a vote unless a senator came into the room. And that's what the joint rules provided for last year also, unless committees changed them. I'm not sure if any committees did change them last year. And even if you do recommend a change, it does need to go before the presiding officers to be approved. So whether or not that is agreed to by the presiding officers is yet to be determined also. But
Exactly. I understand that. But if so, we wanted a senator present at both the work session and the public hearings, we can say that now, and they could say no. Or they could say yes.
Right. So if you were concerned about having a senator present at both the work session and the public hearing, and again, at the work session, the committee can't take a vote unless a senator is present, and that's the rule right now. But if you wanted to delay even the start of the work session until a senator is present, we could just add we could add work session to H to say public hearing or work session or and work session.
But what I'm hearing from the representative is he wants it the way we understood it before. Saying that we can't start, period, without a senator.
So we could remove the 30 minutes
right.
from that. We could just say the committee can't start a public hearing or a work session until a senator is present, until a quorum, which includes a senator, is present.
So what are the feelings of the committee?
I'm good.
Why not? I mean, half an hour, what's that? People run late.
Well,
we'd already have a senator
here
if
the other one was
here.
We just wait
the chair
to come back.
Yeah.
Or does it specify chair?
No, absolutely not. Okay. Representative.
Thank you. I mean, the thing is, if we've got if the Senate's running late, which they often do,
right.
And with all due respect,
not your fault.
I think it's, I usually blame Senate leadership for that. They're not here. The people and the House members are here at 1, and the Senate's. Sometimes we get a call saying the Senate's not going to be, they're not going to be here until 2:00 or 2:30 or something. It doesn't happen that often, but I would hate to have, a room full of people sitting here getting less happy for an hour while we wait for a senator to come up, and when we could, at least start hearing their testimony, and Craig takes good notes, and it seems unfair to the public to not start. Of course, it may make it change anyway, but I'd like to see us go ahead with the half an hour wait. And
are you okay with that, Representative Battle? For the half hour? Yeah, for both work session and public hearings. Yeah, but that's good. I mean, I think that's there are some points that Representative Kamega makes that sometimes it is late, but we'll see. Half hour before each.
So we'll do half hour before the public hearing and the
right,
work session.
Right, until it gets settled one way or the other. So any other changes? So I do have a motion on the floor to approve with those changes.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Representative Valley, do you need a vote?
I just wanted to alert you to another change. The
yep.
word water was replaced with beverages in
yes.
6. So the previous page from the one you were just looking at, section 6, paragraph B. It's another change, and I just want to make sure you know that that's
okay.
The word beverage. Coffee?
But you get here, cups and stuff with covered on it. Maybe you want something, you're going to get it all over the thing.
Yes.
Oh, so this is
like a coffee cup.
Round up.
So it doesn't specify whether it's open or closed.
Not yet.
No, I think it's okay. I think we're going up. It's been moved in second. I will say one other thing. There was rules last year on computer usage, and Representative Kamega and I talked about it. I think we're all adults here. I would hope that we weren't going to be on Facebook or playing games or anything else when a public hearing is being held, but in some cases, sometimes you need to look something up when someone says something. So I'm not going to control that. If it becomes a problem, then we'll bring it up again. But for now, I'm not going to put it in the rules. I think it's we're all adults, and I would hope that we would honor our public that when they come in. So now it's been moved in second. All those in favor? There. So the next meeting is going to be on the 25th. We have some more information. Right now we have 4 bills, or 2 bills now, with 2 more coming into the Senate tomorrow. So that's kind of why we haven't scheduled a lot of meetings, because we haven't had the bills to do that. But Wednesday we will meet with more information coming to us. And then on February 6th we have already scheduled some public, and how do you, it's not hearings, it's confirmation hearings. And then we're going to try to schedule those bills that day. And so that is on a Monday, so it will be on a Monday. And hopefully when we get these other bills in, we'll get back to you soon about the next meeting day. But that's the process right now. Representative Kamega.
Yeah, just on the 25th, the commissioner is going to present the department budget.
Oh, that's correct.
To us.
That's correct.
So that will take riveting. That will take some time. And then
it's his favorite day.
after that, and we have, I just counted them, we have 39 bills, which is a little more than usual in this
committee. So, 38.
So,
in 38, that, but that doesn't, I don't think that includes, that doesn't include the parking bill. So,
it'll
be over 40,
that.
Which is more than, definitely more than I've ever seen in this committee in, three previous terms. So.
So, once they start coming in, we'll try to schedule some Monday and Wednesday so we can get them off our plates. But until they start coming in, I know there's a delay in a lot of bills. So anybody have any questions?
I do.
Representative? Yes.
It's always 10, and weather days, who calls that, and how early?
The governor calls that.
So that's not you saying?
No.
It's legislative council.
Okay.
That calls that.
And we're always at 10?
For now, yes.
Okay.
You can sign up for alerts. Was it called the LEND system, I think? It's through the executive director's office that sends
that.
You.
I just didn't know if this was different.
No. We follow the rules of the legislative council.
And I guess the only thing that would help is if you have bills, if you can, you know, when you get it from the revisor's office, get your signatures and get it turned back in as quickly as possible so it can be referenced and we can schedule it. Because we can't schedule it until it's
come back.
Physically in the possession of the committee. And so, like, the bills that were referenced in the House yesterday, we know they're coming, but we can't do anything. We can't schedule and can't send out the notices until the Senate actually physically takes them up and references them, and you know, it all takes time. So, I don't remember.
So, there's no other questions? Representative Toole.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You're going to have one less as soon as I get over to the revisor's office.
Thank you, Representative
Thanks
Toole.
Thanks to the generosity of the commissioner, we were able to work something out.
Thank you, Representative Toole. Thank you, everybody. Have a good afternoon and the rest of it, and good evening.
Thanks for your phone.
You're good set for tomorrow.